Nick Lawrence from Major Madness back here again with another conference preview. Today we have Preston Spradlin, head coach of Morehead State. How are you doing, coach?
Hey, doing well, Nick. Appreciate you having me on here today.
Yeah, so these first couple seasons you've been down in Morehead has been super strong. Just talk about what's gone right for you guys these first couple years.
Well, the first couple years were a little bit shaky. Honestly, this is going to be my sixth season as the full-time head coach, and we got off to a bit of a slow start when I took over the program. I just kind of inherited a tough situation when I took over. We had three players and one assistant coach at the time, and so we had a complete rebuild. And so it just took a few years for us to get our footing and figure out exactly what our niche was going to be and in terms of our style of play and how that would shape our recruiting. But I think over the past few years, we've really found our identity. And, that's been just being a really good defensive team, great rebounding team on both sides of the ball. And then our personnel kind of just differentiating from year to year has kind of, shifted and steered the way that we would play offensively. But the constant for us is defense. You know, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win every night by just having a culture of toughness and a mentality of getting stops.
And you've had an interesting journey. You played NAIA, then you were the director of ops at Kentucky, and then you were an assistant at Morehead and elevated to a head coaching job. Just talk about that journey.
Yeah, it's been a wild one, but when you kind of look at it, it's not as wild as a lot of people in this business. I've been very blessed, Nick, to only be at two places and be in my home state of Kentucky throughout my entire 14-year career as a college coach. This will be my 14th year, and all of that being in Division One. But yeah, played college basketball at a small school called Alice Lloyd College, and it's a work study college tucked away in the mountains of eastern Kentucky. And I wish I could tell you I was some big time player, but I wasn't. And I knew at a young age, long before college, that I wanted to get into coaching. And once I got into playing college basketball, I really fell in love with it and wanted to get into college coaching. And so kind of throughout my college days and summers, I would spend those working basketball camps all over the country, just trying to gain experience and contacts, and then just kind of building a network of people. And throughout that, and many conversations with people and connections, and I was able to just get very fortunate to get my first opportunity at the University of Kentucky back in 2009. And that just happened to be Coach Cal's first year there. And so I really was just kind of like a video intern when I first got there. I was working in the video room and had a tie to the basketball office. And so in the video capacity, for the basketball staff. And so, just by kind of coming early every day and staying late, I went from having very minimal duties to, getting a little bit more responsibility each and every day, and experience, and kind of doing well with those things. And then getting the opportunity to, expand my role and kind of get paid in experience. And so, after 2 years role working on my master's, Cal took over the Dominican national team because of the connection with our assistant coach, Orlando Antigua. And I was asked to be on that staff with Cal. And so from that point, I got to be on the floor, and I got to coach. I got to, be with Cal and the rest of the staff very closely, and was able to carve out a role for myself. As kind of being the guy that was really good at remembering all the things that the coach had said over the years, and being able to implement that, especially with a new team of a collection of professional players, with the Dominican team, that included guys like Al Horford and Charlie Villanueva and Francisco Garcia. And so through that, once we came back in 2011 and 12. Of course, that was the national championship year, and I was on staff and had received a promotion and had gotten full time, and I spent three more seasons there, so five total. And then an opportunity came up for me to come to Morehead, which I had a lot of ties to at the time. It's closer to my hometown, and it gave me an opportunity to be an assistant coach, because I could not go on the road and recruit when I was at the University of Kentucky. And so I needed to be able to, you know, to add that to my resume and expand. And so I just made the investment to move about 50 miles down the road and move my family down there to become an assistant for Sean Woods at the time. And so I had two really good years as an assistant with Sean, and very thankful for the role that he allowed me to have, because it was pivotal in you know, helping prepare me to become a head coach. And into that third season, you know, four games into the year, Sean resigned, and administration asked me to take over on an interim basis. And you know, so I took over. A lot of players that I had recruited as an assistant, now I'm their interim head coach. And so we made some changes and adjustments and moved some things around as to how we played and roles for guys. And you know, we ended up having a really good year. Finished second in the OBC, just behind Belmont that year. Had two all-conference guys, graduated six seniors, and then had seven people move on to play professionally after that season. And then went through the interview process and was able to get the job full-time. And so just a great blessing to for my journey. And you know, I always have a dream of being a Division I head coach, and to get to do that at a place like Morehead State, that's you know, a great place for me to raise my family and close to my hometown, has just been a great blessing.
Yeah, kind of building off the earlier part of that question, you mentioned that you coached on the Dominican national team and you worked under Cal for a long time. Cal, of course, is one of the greatest coaches in college basketball. Just what do you take from coaching under him for so long, just watching him in your coaching today?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Cal has such a great personality, and that really comes out in his coaching. And he's very much about the players, and he's very unique and creative in his ways of motivating. And he's got a great sense of humor that comes out when he is coaching. And so he finds a great balance in, you know, really being demanding and challenging players, which is evident in how hard and tough his teams typically play. But at the same time, he's got an amazing sense of humor and great balance and an ability to, you know, to read a room and fill out a conversation and all of those things. And so I just think he's, you know, as great a basketball coach as he is, he's an elite people person and relationship builder. And I try to do a lot of that within my coaching as well, and spend a lot of time with my players and keep them at the forefront of my decisions, just like I saw him do for years.
Now, Janai has been a great player for you guys the last couple of years. He's not going to be there this year. He's a two-time All-OVC player. What can having a player like that in your program these last couple of years do for you?
Yeah, you know, it helps. And I think, you know, obviously Janai is a terrific story. And we've had a lot of guys, you know, similar to him that, you know, coming out of high school, maybe didn't have a ton of recruitment. But, you know, I've got to give my staff so much credit that we've just been able to really find value in players that maybe other staffs did not, and figure out, you know, what is that piece that they're missing, and is it something that we feel like we can overcome and that we can develop and get them to a place to where they're an impactful player. And so we've been able to do that with a lot of guys, Janai obviously being one of the top ones to do it. So I think, you know, when it comes to recruiting high school players, they see that, right? They see that, hey, you know, he went on one visit and he pulled the trigger and came to Morehead State. And obviously he bought into our system and he worked extremely hard and changed his body. And the way we've developed guys turned him into, you know, one of the best mid-major players in the country over the past couple of years. And, you know, then gave him the opportunity just via the new culture of college basketball with the transfer portal to be one of the most sought after transfers on the market. And so I think the other part of that too, Nick, is, you know, how we handled that, right? You know, I think you'd be naive to say, man, I don't wish that he was here playing for us. I think anybody would like to have a guy like Janai on their team, but at the same time, you know, it kind of goes back to the lessons learned from working for Cal is, you know, we're going to really serve these guys and do what's best for them. And, you know, still have an unbelievable relationship with Janai and with his family, even though he's, you know, wearing a different jersey next year. We're always going to be cheering for him and always going to have a hand in his success, and he'll have a hand in ours as well. And I think just the way that we've handled those situations the right way is going to help us in recruiting, not just the development piece, but, you know, how really see through the relationship piece that we're talking about in the recruiting process early on, long after guys are gone.
Kind of building off that a little bit, you guys have built a Ford factory down there in Moorhead. I mean, they just keep coming along. They keep averaging double doubles. The next guy could be Alex Gersh. Just talk about him and what you've seen out of him so far.
Who's that?
Alex Gersh.
Oh yeah, Alex. Man, you know what? He's got a chance, you know, Nick, to be one of the better big men in the OVC this year, and you know, obviously was just a phenomenal player who put up astronomical stats at the NAIA level. But as we know, it's a big jump, you know, to come from the NAIA as dominant as he is to Division One, especially in a league like the OVC, where we've seen a lot of your big men in mid-major basketball over the past couple of years. And so, you know, I just think with Alex, he's got great feel for the game. He's extremely intelligent. He does have a lot of experience. He's played 4 years. He's played 30-plus minutes a game for 3-plus years in a row. You know, he's not going to quite be able to play that many minutes a game for us just because of the speed and the pace of the game here. But I think his efficiency is going to skyrocket even in fewer minutes. And, you know, he's a legit 6'10", 200, and around 50 pounds right now. But he's got great hands, pass, and catch. He is a nightmare if you let him catch it in the post because he's so gifted and can score with an array of moves and counter moves over either shoulder. But at the same time, he's a very willing and gifted passer that if he draws double teams, which he will, he can really make the defense pay. And, you know, so we're excited to see him. He's actually really been progressing over the past few weeks, just adjusting to the speed and the physicality of the game throughout the summer. And now it's given him an opportunity, now that he's accustomed to it, to really allow his IQ and his skill set to flourish. And so we're excited about the trajectory that he's on and where he's going to become conference play once we get to January.
Another guy that really interests me is Mark Freeman. He's played in the league before. He was an all-OVC guard at Tennessee State, averaging about 17 points per game. Just talk about what you've seen out of him so far.
Yeah, you know, Mark has been really good for us, and we're so excited for him because, you know, I told him two of the most exciting interactions I had with Mark were, you know, when he decided to transfer and leave the OVC. I was excited because we didn't have to coach against him. And then to see him go back into the portal this offseason from Illinois State to give us the opportunity and to fit a need that we had to come back and get the opportunity to coach him. So were two moments that I was really excited about because he's a dynamic guard. Obviously, he's a little different in terms of his size from players that we've had the past couple of years. But at the same time, his quickness and his ability to be shifty and elusive with the ball are also traits that we just haven't had. And so he gives us a different element. He forces us to play a little bit differently than what we've done the past couple of years. But we're really excited about Mark, and I think the excitement is mutual because, you know, as good as Mark has been over the past 3 years to at Tennessee State and one at Illinois State and having great individual seasons, he wants to come to a program where he can compete for a championship. And we're providing him the opportunity to do that. And he's really embracing, you know, that role of leading a team, not just in statistical categories, but in his responses and his demeanor and his work ethic and his everyday habits. And so, you know, he's continuing to get better and better each and every day. And he's another guy that, you know, once we get into conference play and, you know, figure out the other pieces on our team and how they all complement one another, he's going to be one of the better players in the league again on a better team than what he's been at in the past.
Yeah, now you have him coming in, and you have a whole bunch of other transfer guards coming in. In the past, like last year, it was really a big man-heavy league, but this year there's a lot of guards in the league. You got Jordan Lathan coming in, who was a stud at UTEP, did really well in Milwaukee. Jalen Hawkins ran one of the best backcourts in the country last year at Norfolk State, and Khalil Thomas comes in from Lowell. Just how is everyone coming together, and how do you plan on implementing them all into the system?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great experience with all of these guys. You know, Jalen Hawkins joined us later, so he didn't get the summer Obviously, you know, decommitting late from Iona and making the decision to come here, and a guy that we had recruited early in the spring. And so that was, you know, a nice challenge to add a guy like that in August to your team. Obviously, it's it is a challenge because he did miss, you know, 7 weeks of practice and team building and everything, you know, with the rest of the guys. And so playing a little bit of catch up with that has been a challenge for him. But obviously, he's a talented player. He's won at a really high level, but I do think it's going to be a you know, obviously coming up a league from the MEAC to the OVC is going to be a jump for him. But just having that championship experience, playing an NCAA tournament, knowing what it is to get everybody's best shot each and every night are going to be traits that he brings to our team that are going to be much needed, because the transfers that you mentioned, our three other Division I transfers, or they haven't tasted that championship experience, whether it's Jordan in Milwaukee, it's Khalil Thomas at UMass Lowell, or Mark, as we mentioned, coming from Tennessee State and Illinois State. You know, those guys are here because they want to win. They want to know what it's like to step on the floor and get the other team's best shot and have the expectation that we're going to win each and every game. And so they all came here and understood that they're coming up a level, not just in terms of the league and the competition, but the expectation and the standards. And they've all really embraced that. So it's been a lot of fun. And I think the other thing for each of our guys is, you know, coming to a program where defense is first, that's a non-negotiable. You're going to have to defend. We're going to hang our hat on doing that at the high, high level. The way we defend is unique. It requires a lot of communication. But then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we really share the ball. You know, last season, Nick, we were seventh in the nation in assisted field goal rate. Is something we're really proud of. And so we move the ball, we share it, we take and make quality shots. We're going to be an elite offensive rebounding team this year. So those are all things that have not been constants at the different programs where those guys have been, that have been an adjustment. But at the same time, I think our guys have the understanding of how important those elements are and just how, you know, how good our team can be when we play together and guys learn to play alongside other really good players, then we've got a chance to be really good.
Yeah, the first step to that is challenging yourself in the non-conference and doing well. And, I mean, you guys really challenging yourself. You're going to Indiana. You're going to be playing Bellarmine. You're also going to WVU, Vandy, Marshall. Just talk about that non-conference schedule.
Yeah, you know, that's been a theme with us. You know, we're not afraid to, you know, especially out of the gate, you know, play some really tough teams. We want to see where we're at. And we want to win as many non-conference games as possible. That's obviously you want to stack up your wins and gain some momentum. But at the end of the day, we approach it that, you know, your season is broken up into three different segments, your non-conference, your conference slate, and then the tournament. And each one of those is to prepare you for the next one. And so, you know, those 18 conference games are the most important. And then obviously the 2, 3, 4 days that you might get in Evansville for the OVC tournament supersede that, but they all lead into one another. And so challenging yourself, you know, going on the road, playing at a really good, really experienced, will be a highly rated Indiana team that's got great balance, great big guys inside. And obviously the tradition, the atmosphere are going to be a lot of fun and be a great challenge for our team. And playing a team like Bellarmine, you know, an in-state team, would be the first time that our teams have played one another. And two very different style of plays, but two good teams that have been, you know, at the top of our leagues and at the top of the state. So it's an exciting matchup, and we get those guys at home. That'll be our first Division I home game this year on a Saturday night. So great opportunity for our fans to see our team up close and personal against a really difficult team to play against in Bellarmine. And, you know, West Virginia, we're excited about that matchup. Obviously, they ended our NCAA run 2 years ago in Indianapolis with Coach Huggins' 900th win. And so get an opportunity to go up there and play those guys again. And we know that early on when you play a team like that, just the physicality and the toughness that you're going to have to prepare for just get you ready throughout your preseason practices, because it's going to be such a physical challenge playing against those guys. And then Vanderbilt, always a fun style of play with Jerry Stackhouse, but running a lot of NBA-type concepts and sets. Will be a great challenge for us defensively, and a good venue to go down there and play in Nashville.
Yeah, and then lastly, just talk about the OVC as a whole heading into this next season.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting because there's a lot of unknown, right? You know, you lose five of our teams over the last 2 years, and then you add three new teams, and so and then just a lot of turnover on everyone's rosters. And so you know, as we sit here right now, there's only three returning all conference players in the league, and that doesn't include you know, if you know, Mark Freeman was a former OVC all conference player coming back to us, and then you know, Parker Stewart, same situation, transferring from Indiana back to Tennessee Martin. And so you know, it's a lot of unknown, you know, three new teams, some new coaches, lots of new players. So it's going to be exciting to see, follow all these teams throughout the non-conference, and then kind of see how they all fare once we get there. But you know, you've got Lindenwood and Southern Indiana, who are new to the league and new to Division One, making that transfer or transition rather. And I think both of those teams are going to transition very well to the Division One level. And you know, both of them have an opportunity to become really good spots to compete in this league. And then adding Arkansas Little Rock, who's had some success over the past few years, obviously from a really good league in the Sun Belt, is going to be a great challenge. I would expect them to be a good team. Tennessee State seems to have a really talented roster with a good amount of returning guys, some guys getting healthy, and then adding some quality transfers as well. And so I don't think there's going to be any shortage of talent for them. And then the same thing with Tennessee Martin, you know, having a Scott and adding a big time transfer back with Parker Stewart and his unique story. And I think they're going to do a nice job down there. And so it's going to be a very different league than what we've seen in the past. We have 11 new players, and you know, a lot of people are in the same situation as us. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out once we get into January and February.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all I got for you. I appreciate you taking these couple of minutes and speaking with me this morning.
Yeah, no problem, Nick. Appreciate you, man, having the interest in our program, and you know, hopefully continue to follow us. And I think, like I said, I've really enjoyed this group, and I'm excited. I think our team's going to play a little bit different this year, a little bit more up tempo, a little bit more intensity on the defensive end, and it's going to be a lot of fun for our fans to follow and see where we're at once we get to March.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a fun watch. Speak to you soon. You
All
got me?
right.
All right. Talk to you
Thanks,
later.
Nick.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.